The truth is that I was looking for some material in some other sefer that would mirror what we did the past 2 weeks with the midas and how they apply and so on. I haven't found anything that even comes close. So if I do find it, we'll go back to Perek Tezvav because it was so yesodistic. As of right now, we'll go back. We're moving forward. Chapter Tezayin is on page 247, Kuf Chav Dalet. Now, what's clear from the letter is that this is in the time period that the Revendel Vitebska and the whole group went up to Tveria with the other Talmidim. And for some period of time, things were going okay financially, and then the situation deteriorated tremendously, mamish to the point of starvation. So some of the Talmidim, one or two of the Talmidim, came back to Europe, to Ukraine and so on, to Lithuania. And they created these partnerships. And they began to raise money in Chutz Laretz, sustaining the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And this became Azach, to the point where the rights of being the one to be the Nasi of the Kollel in Eretz Yisrael became such a azach that huge machlekes erupted over who was the correct and the rightful Nasi to give over the money and so on. In Chernobyl, among the children of Ramat Chernobyl, the Chikasser, and his brothers, it came to such a point where they were not on speaking terms over this issue. So that's how deep the feelings for these tzedakas ran. Now, the problem started when the Yidden Nebuch in Chutz Laretz began starving, and they couldn't afford to send the monies to Eretz Yisrael. So he is addressing that issue here with the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe of the Balatanya to his chaver. Here in the Igres, they write that this is approximately the years Tavkuf Nun Gimel, Tavkuf Nun Dalet. That there's several letters here written in the same, kind of in the same theme, in the same vein. All right. La'anche Kiloseno V'chulu, Ahuvai, my beloved, Achai, my brothers, V'rei'ai, my friends, Asher K'navshi Heina, that I'm amish like my soul. Leinela mimeni tzoyka itim. It is not concealed from me, the Shreklecha, harsh times. Asher Nistaldala, next page, 248, Haparnasa, that making a living has become so incredibly difficult. Ubefrat hayiduyim li memachnechem. Not that's in general, but especially the way I know what's going on in your camp. Ashemoto yodom, that mamish people are so deprived. Belishum mishon umishana, without anybody to lean on. Umamish lovim v'oichlim. People are borrowing money to eat. Hashem yirachem aleihem. May Hashem take compassion upon them. V'yarchiv lahem. And He should create an expanse for them. Bitzar. Bikarev, quickly. So I know the situation. I'm davening for you. I feel for you. V'im kolza. But despite that, they're not doing any good for their own souls. Lefianishma, according to what I'm hearing, that they are clamping closed their open hands. From what they have been giving until this day, to give with open hands, full hands, and with a good eye, to all the needs, to the needs of the impoverished. Nikiyim, referring clearly here to the holy to the those who are Nikia Das, the exalted ones. Asha Einayim Nesuyas Aleinu. Their eyes are dependent upon us. You can imagine if we're suffering here, that in Eretz Yisrael they're suffering manifold times more. If we don't take pity on them, heaven forbid, mi rachim aleim, who will take compassion on them? V'chei achicha imach, k'siv. The pasuk says, v'chei achicha imach, that you need to see to it to sustain your brother along with you. You're going to argue that the halacha is. Remember, there's a whole Gemara that talks about if there's only enough water for two people that are walking in a desert, that the person with the canteen is supposed to drink the water. So you're going to argue that we are not mechuyev now in such a situation to send money to Eretz Yisrael because we're struggling ourselves. No. The only time that we say that your life comes first. This is very clear. This is mamish. It's a shita. And I believe that it's a controversial shita. But this is not necessarily universally accepted as the halacha. But clearly he's saying this in very strong terms. That the only time you say that your life comes first is elekishabiyad echod kitoin shalmayim, is if one guy has the flask of water. Meaning that the need is equal among both of them, that both are in need of water to quench their thirst. That's when you say, Chayecha Kaidmi. What is he excluding? But if the poor man needs bread for his babies, ve'etzim, or wood to heat his home during the winter, uksus, I don't know, what's the next word? How do they translate the next word there? Bikara?
For the cold.
Oh, like the language of bikara, or clothing for his cold body in the cold weather, ukahigavna, which are basic, all the things that he just described. Our basic necessities for a person to be able to live is kol advarim elu kaidmin. All of those necessities come first. L'chol malbushe kavod. If one guy is dealing with his third garment, his Shabbos dikah clothing over his weekday clothing, yeah, so he's going to argue that I need the Shabbos dikah clothing. Ayena is naket. For me, having Shabbos clothing is a necessity, right? So he says, no. Chayecha Koidman only applies when that guy's not struggling with survival. If he's struggling with survival, and you're using your definition of basic needs involves more than survival, you can't say the svar of Chayecha Koidman. It's a big chiddush la'alocha. See, look what he says. That comes first, or having a dinner with the family, if you're having fish and flesh on Shabbos, and that guy doesn't have bread, and no such thing as chayecha kaidmin. Shalodam. Ukibnei besoy, and similarly for his family. You cannot say the svara of your life comes first, because it's not basic life necessities. And he argues that this is the pshat in the Gemara Nedarim, that is the only time that you can say chayecha kaidmin, that your life comes first, is if it's mamish in equal circumstances. Okay, now, v'zei nezeu al pishuris hadin gomer. What I've discussed until now is from the halachic standpoint. However, I want to tell you something. Avol be'emez gam imu inyin d'loy shayich kol kach hanitayma. Even if all of the reasons that I mentioned above would not be applicable, it is appropriate for a person not to be so exacting. Lahamid aladin, zanish azah halachist. Don't be so careful with the halacha. Rak lidchoik chayav, push yourself. Go way beyond the halacha. Not because you should worry about the other guy. No, worry about yourself. Was heist. Because Chazal tell the shekola medaktik. Because someone who's too exacting when it comes to these halachas, soif baldi dekachas v'shalom, he's going to end up needing him to take himself. That's no one. That's number one. So number one is, don't be so exacting, because the minute you make a small error, you bring upon yourself chas v'shalom the harshness of the din. Vigam, reason number two. We all need abundant heavenly mercy with our arousing the mercy here below, each and every moment. If we arouse our compassion to those who need mercy, and somebody who hardens their heart for Kavish Rachmav and withholds his mercy, I don't care what the reason is, halachic, hashkafic, psychological, when you name whatever reason that you have for hardening your heart, that's what happens above, that Hashem will withhold his mercy from us. The Baal Shem HaKodesh has his word on the pasuk of Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is a shadow. He acts as our shadow. The way we conduct ourselves with others is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu who conducts himself with us. That's reason number two. Reason number three is Uma gam ki odam ein tzadik ba'od tashiyas ha'toyiv tomid v'leyachta. That there is no such thing as a person who, there's no such thing even as a tzadik who only does good and does not sin. And vat tzedakah mechaperes, tzedakah is the greatest atoner, umagina min haperonis, and in addition to atoning for the averis, it protects a person from tzoris. Ulezois, and for this reason, he refuas haguf v'nefesh mamish. Tzedakah is a cure for the body and a cure for the soul. Asher Eir Ba'ad Eir. Now that is a pasuk in Iyuv. And basically what you give is what you get. V'chol asher le'ish, and anything a person has or owns, yitein ba'ad nafshi, he'd give for his soul. What's he saying here? He's saying that if your life would be at risk, you wouldn't make calculations. You'd do whatever you need to do to save your life, you'd pay whatever you need to pay. So he's saying that's where it's holding. Don't halt us. Our neshamas are in grave danger, and we all need heavenly mercy. And whatever we're giving to save our lives. What's more, what are we up to? Four or five? Bishigam anum aminim b'nei aminim. On top of everything else that we've mentioned, we are the believers, the children of believers. Ki atzedokah einoy rak halva laKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the tzedokah we give is a loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki dechsiv malva Hashem choinein dal ugemulo yishalom lebikiflayim, that we lend money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving to the poor man, and Hashem will give us our reward doubly. Even in this world, this is the one area where there is schar by the mazeh. The schar kol mitzvus leka by the mazeh. The reward for all other mitzvahs do not exist in this world. Levad mitzdaka, other than the mitzvah of tzedaka, lefishu toiv lebriyos, because it is helping other people. So inclusive in this, by this reason, is anything we do for others, not dafke tzedakah mamish, giving charity, but any mitzvah which is toiv lebriyos, which is good for other people, there is reward in this world. Kedisa b'kedushin sefer kama. Now, reason number six, v'gam yesh lachush lo inish chas v'sholem. I want to tell you that there's another reason to give, and that is that by not giving, you're setting yourself up for punishment. Why? Kishachaverav nimnim lidvar mitzvah, v'hulay nimni imoim. There's a concept the Gemara in Brachas brings, that if a group of people get together to do a dvar mitzvah, not a chiyuv, but they get together to do something nice, you're not in the mood. There's an einish that comes to a person who is chaverim, his friends get together to do something, a dvar mitzvah, and he decides not to be counted among them. So all the other reasons were positives. He says, here I want you to understand that if everybody's getting together to give, and you're not giving with the claim that I'm not mechuyev to give, he says you're in danger of the harsh punishment that Chazal say comes to a person whose friends are counted into something and he doesn't join them. Ulishaimim, to those who listen to me, yunam, it will be sweet. V'tovei aleihem birchos toiv, and they will be blessed with abundant goodness. B'chol midat demeitiv, with all good things. Heitiva Hashem l'toivim v'yishorim k'nafsham. May Hashem do good to those who are good, and yosher to their ability. V'nefesh hadoirish shleimam v'tevosam mikol lei v'nefesh, from the person who looks out for their good in with all of his heart and all of his soul. So this is pretty scary stuff. The Divrei Chaim is known to give away ridiculous amounts of money. He wouldn't go to sleep if there was any money in the house, and it was like way out of control. His son, the girl that Tzeruv, had a very, very sharp tongue. So he said to his father, you're so medactic with halacha and everything. What do you do with the chazal that says, Hamevazvez, al yevazvez, yesim mechaymish, that somebody who even wants to give with an open hand is not allowed to give more than a fifth? And here you're giving away so much. So the Divrei Chaim responded to him, that's for a person who's giving as a mitzvah. But if a person's giving to atone for their averus, then they're giving to save their soul. So he says, the averus that I have such a terrible, terrible averus that I need to atone for my terrible averus. That's why I give the abundant amounts of tzedakah that he gives. Meaning the halacha of chemish doesn't apply to me because I'm giving for a kapara. I'm not giving for the mitzvah of tzedakah proper. If that's what the Divrei Chaim was saying, so we know where we're holding.
Why is it a Kiddush at